President Joe Biden was in Madison yesterday, unveiling a new proposal to try and reduce student debt. It's Tuesday, April 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the school board race in La Crosse still has not been called after nearly 10,000 write-in ballots were cast last week. And four members of a suburban Milwaukee school board are being investigated for allegedly violating an open meetings law by discussing board business on Facebook. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
President Joe Biden made a stop in Madison yesterday to announce a new plan targeting student debt. The proposal would cancel up to $20,000 in interest for people whose interest burden is larger than their initial loan. The White House says it estimates that's about 25 million people. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down another sweeping student loan forgiveness plan. Biden said the issue remains a priority for his administration.
Today, too many Americans, especially young people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for a college degree. The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that a lot can't repay it for even decades after being in school.
Biden is running for re-election on his record on, quote, kitchen table issues like student debt forgiveness. In response, a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee argued that Biden's proposal is too expensive. It's been a week since Wisconsin's spring election, but the La Crosse school board race still hasn't been called. As Hope Kerwin reports, that's because of a high number of write-in candidates in this year's election.
The La Crosse School District's Board of Canvassers met on Monday afternoon to begin verifying the nearly 9,700 votes cast for a write-in candidate. The canvassers checked the number of votes for each name written on a ballot, sometimes going through several variations of the same name.
Can you spell that last name?
Yeah, P-A-R-K-Y-N.
They then decide if the votes cast for a misspelled name should go toward one of the seven people who led a write-in campaign. Meredith Garcia is clerk of the school board and is leading the canvass.
That's going to be the big work today, is trying to make sure that we honor every voter's intent.
Two candidates had their names on the April 2nd ballot, but at least one of the write-in candidates will be elected to the three empty school board seats. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Four members of the Whitnall School Board are being investigated for allegedly violating Wisconsin's open meetings law. A Hales Corners resident filed the complaint with the Milwaukee County District Attorney last month. It accuses school board members of conducting board business on a private Facebook group starting in April of 2023. It says discussions focused on ousting the district superintendent and a controversial student pronoun proposal. School board members named in the complaint call it baseless. Member Rachel Scherer says she only joined the Facebook group to promote her daughter's dance organization.
This whole time, been certain people like maligning me and mischaracterizing me. And then every time I address it, it just seems like a rubber band. They keep going back to it.
The district is located in southwestern Milwaukee County. It serves about 2,500 students from Franklin, Greenfield, and Hales Corners. Watch parties were held around the state for the partial solar eclipse that crossed Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. Margaret Faust reports more than 300 people gathered at the Yerkes Observatory.
In Williams Bay, onlookers watched as about 90% of the sun's light was blocked by the moon.
Like a little crescent moon, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
People said it felt eerie. The birds fell quiet. The sunlight was less intense, and it felt cooler. 12-year-old Lucy Douglas left school early to watch with her family. She says she's glad she got to see it for herself.
It's like, doesn't happen very often, so that it's like very rare, and that I feel like it's cool that I'm allowed to see it, that I'm alive at this time.
Others say the camaraderie of viewing it alongside hundreds of strangers is what made it special. The next chance to view the astronomical event in the U.S. will be in 20 years. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, if you've lost power for an extended period of time, you know how frustrating it can be to clean out the fridge and buy groceries all over again. But for those enrolled in a federal food assistance program, it can be even tougher to replace perishables. Coming up, WPR's Mike Simonson fellow Addie Costello will have more. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, extreme weather comes to Wisconsin all year round. They can cause power outages, and those outages can cause issues for anyone. But for those enrolled in federal food assistance called SNAP, having a fridge full of food spoils often means going hungry. SNAP recipients can get replacement benefits, but the process is not easy. And while the state has plans to simplify it, that won't happen until after the extreme spring and summer weather. Addie Costello reports on the bureaucratic hurdles causing the delay.
With 9 grandchildren, food doesn't last long in Lisa Winston's home.
And every day is somebody at the school with somebody. Granny, I'm hungry. Granny, you got something sweet?
The Milwaukee retiree relies on Wisconsin's food share program to stock her kitchen with some of her grandkids' favorite foods, including
macaroni and cheese. They love macaroni and cheese.
But when a winter storm swept across southeast Wisconsin this January, she lost power for over 24 hours, and roughly $200 worth of food in her fridge and freezer spoiled.
Then everybody look at me, I'm hungry, I'm cold. Me too! You know, I don't know what to say. We just eat peanut butter and jelly because you don't know what's good.
The federal government provides replacement benefits for SNAP households that lose food because of things like power outages. But Sherry Tussler, the CEO of the anti-hunger nonprofit Hunger Task Force, says accessing those funds isn't easy.
So you get finally the replacement form and you're like, oh, I could fill it out if it was a fillable form.
But it's not. And unless the state temporarily allows for signatures over the phone, people either have to sign it in person or print it out, then upload it online, mail it, or...
You can fax it to them. How many people you know got a fax machine?
So why can't people just sign it electronically? States need approval from the USDA to accept electronic signatures on replacement forms. And even though Wisconsin got that approval in November 2023, they don't plan on making the option available until October of this year. A spokesperson for the health department says it takes time to change their systems, and they want to make sure no one's benefits are disrupted. But the agency has accepted other forms with electronic signatures for over a decade, and the delay means the online form won't be available until after tornado season.
With climate change, these storms are becoming as detrimental to households as the hurricanes that you'll see in Florida.
Melissa Kandari is the Midwest Regional SNAP Director. She says preparing for extreme weather has become a bigger priority for SNAP agencies in the region. But even once online signatures are available, an even bigger problem will remain. Many recipients just don't know that replacement benefits exist.
This is the case in every state that I've seen, where it's just not widely known.
But Tussler wonders why any form, fillable or not, is necessary after major outages. She says the state can see who lost power and who already spent their food share benefits for the month, and they could use that data to automatically replace people's benefits.
Rather than putting them through some kind of unnatural gauntlet of paperwork.
The USDA does allow states to issue mass replacements. There are strict guidelines, so most states only issue mass replacements during declared disasters. But Wisconsin hasn't issued mass replacement benefits in at least 15 years.
If you got a power outage that blows through, you know, like 10,000 households went without power, it's probably time to trigger it.
An estimated 127,000 SNAP households were potentially affected by January's ice storm, including Lisa Winston's. And despite receiving food assistance for almost a year, she didn't learn about replacement benefits until her friend saw a news report about how Hunger Task Force was helping affected residents.
I'm like, wow, I never knowed all the sources out here to help people, you know, that's really, really in need.
She spent her last $2 taking the bus to sign the paperwork. But for Winston, it was worth it. About 2 weeks later, she got enough assistance to buy her grandkids fresh food and milk for their mac and cheese. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. If you missed it last night, the NCAA Men's Championship, UConn the winners once again, back-to-back. So if you had UConn in your bracket, maybe you're a winner. Might want to check that one out. That'll do it for today's show. As always, we'll be back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning, so have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.